Hello, everyone. Hank Gross here from Mid-Hudson News. I'm having a conversation today with Poughkeepsie Mayor Rob Rollison. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Hank. And, you know, I really want to thank you for the opportunity to have some time to chat and to talk about things in the city. And how are you doing? You good?
I'm hanging in, thank you. Appreciate
good.
It.
Good.
The city is facing the same budgetary problems as every other city, town, village, county, and the state in terms of the COVID virus. How's the city of Poughkeepsie specifically doing?
Well, I mean, we certainly have had our share of difficulties, and they have not necessarily turned around the other way. I mean, we had a significant revenue shortfall in many lines across our budget in 2020, and we've been working to close that prior to the end of the year, where we're worried about our AIM money, which is the aid to municipalities that we get from the state, which will be a little over $4 million that we get at the end of the year. And the governor has said, and I understand what his situation is. He has shortfalls too, and that they are if they've said that they may have to cut state aid to municipalities and school districts. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, but we're preparing for that. Maybe happening, a 20% cut is what we're expecting, and then we go into 2021, and our biggest challenge has been since taking office is developing an operating budget without a fund balance to make up differences. We've been able to do it because we've been able to really hit the targets in our budget numbers, but this situation is completely different because there's so many unknowns. And again, not having a fund balance or that savings account to offset losses is very, very daunting and, quite frankly, pretty darn scary.
In addition to what the city is going through with its budget, I'm sure you've heard stories of businesses within the city having extreme difficulties, being forced to close. Many of them just couldn't afford to reopen. That's going to have a negative impact on the economy of the city, I would imagine.
Well, it is, and it will continue to do so. And then if you look at a potential, right, and we pray that it does not happen, but if there is a second wave or outbreak of COVID cases that cause the state to go back to some of the original pause orders that the governor put into place, there will be some businesses and venues that will not reopen, and because they're barely hanging on. One of the things that we've been able to do in some of the COVID relief money, we've partnered with the county for micro enterprise loans for businesses of less than five people, the true small businesses, and what we will do as much of that as we can. But there's only so much of that money to go around. Businesses need to be open, and they need to have people working for them. The trickle-down effect certainly is something that is really, really, again, I use the word scary. I mean, it is scary, and we worry about that. And again, a lot of this can be helped with additional federal aid. The federal government has put lots of money out there, but the one area where has not seen that relief have been state and local governments, which are the backbone of the operation when it comes to delivering services. I mean, again, with all due respect to the federal government, well, they don't fix the streets, they don't patrol the streets, they don't answer fire calls. That's not their responsibility. That's the local government, and we need help financially. And I want to be clear on something: we're not asking for more than we need. We're just asking to make up these shortfalls, because as the economy at some point in time gets moving back in the other direction with some, sustainability, well, we're not going to need that help. And we haven't needed it yet, but now we're really in trouble and we do need it.
It's quite interesting that the House of Representatives weeks ago, a couple of months ago, actually passed a new relief package, and the Senate is sitting on its hands. And it seems like politics is at play here to the detriment of the local communities.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you have statements being made that you know, whether you know, specific or rhetorical, that we're not going to help out a blue state governor or a blue state mayor who has done a bad job in running their communities, running their states, running their cities. Well, let me just be clear on something. I'm a registered Republican. I have been the mayor of the city of Poughkeepsie since 2016, and last time I checked, the numbers in the city of Poughkeepsie are overwhelmingly Democratic. And you know what? That's fine, because we all work together in trying to get the job done. At least, well, we try to work together. That doesn't always succeed. But the point is the city has seen a renaissance and has turned around. And I cannot accept, from where I sit, labeling someone politically. And that's the basis on which they may or may not receive help. It's not about bailing out Rob Rollison. It's not about helping Rob Rollison. It's about helping the city, regardless of the political party which you may be affiliated with.
You mentioned that the city is Democrat for the most part. You're a Republican. Have you seen a camaraderie for the most part here where everybody's working together on the government level?
Well, I mean, as of right this second, I think we've kind of gone in a different direction. You know, recently getting removed from the agenda with mayor's comments. I don't see what that served our great city, other than that seems to be a political shot, and I don't think there's any other way you can explain it. But, you know, we spend a lot of time on answering concerns of not only the public and business owners, but trying to work with the council on their requests. And I can say respectfully that that has not always been returned in kind when it comes to the administration trying to get things on the agenda. We have struggled with that, but we continue to work at it. Right? I mean, we'll always, you know, put our best foot forward, Hank, to try to do what we can do for the public. And you know, politics is getting in the way of everything, and it's not just here. It's other places too. And I have a hard time, you know, grappling with, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We could have a resurgence of this deadly virus. And sometimes I think we're doing too much bickering. And that's not my style. And obviously, you know that, because we've been friends for many, many years. And that's not how I conduct myself. And we'll just keep doing the best we can. And hopefully it will make some difference as the city continues to try to get ourselves out of this mess.
If I may circle back to the budget, youth services is something that you have committed to, even with a tight budget. Tell us about that.
Well, we have committed over, I think, $500,000, almost $500,000 since 2018 for a youth activities and opportunities program. That I don't think ever really existed here before. My commitment is to the 2021 operating budget is to include those monies again, because now, you know, more than ever, and we needed it more than ever pre-COVID, but with COVID and what we're seeing as far as the socialization and activities that children and young adults along with their families can participate in has certainly been challenging. So we want to have the you know, the opportunity to be able to have monies available for organization and groups to fill in that big gap that exists. And, you know, we know that when people are active in doing things together, it makes sense on not only health-related, mental health-related, but also, you know, makes the community a better place and a safer place. And I'm committed to that regardless of what the financial picture is, because that's a priority.
Let me talk about police-related matters right now.
Of course. Yeah, love to.
We've had a number of shootings in the city of late, which is not just in the city of Poughkeepsie. We've seen them now in Kingston and Newburgh as well. The city has to come up with a reform and modernization package as per the governor's mandate, as all the communities are doing. Where do you stand with that right now?
So we have been really very fortunate that our police department has really, and I say this with the utmost respect to all members of law enforcement, our department has led in many ways in police reform and in policing innovation, and we embraced the procedural justice and implicit bias trainings that then President Obama thought were so important, and that was released in his 21st century policing task force reports. And we've been doing that, and now we're going to be actually helping train police officers from throughout the county. But one of the aspects of procedural justice is a committee of community members, which we created late last year, really got going early this year, and then kind of got derailed a little bit by COVID. So I've asked that committee, which is already in place, to lead the initiative on the governor's executive order in presenting, coming up with and talking about and then presenting a police reinvestment, reform, new ideas plan to the council that will be approved and then sent to the state by April. And we are also participating in the counties doing the same thing. The county is like putting together like a countywide plan that other municipalities who don't have the resources or staff to put together a plan, much like what we're doing. We do have the staff, fortunately. We've got people already committed to the ideals of police reform. But the county is also doing that. So we're participating in the county's discussions. They've been ongoing, and we're really hopeful that not only Hank, and I think this is important, and I've said this since the beginning, police reform, police reinvention and reimagining how you do policing, especially when it comes to accountability, transparency, and good policing techniques, really should be universal. What we do here in the city of Poughkeepsie really should essentially be done everywhere. Now, granted, changes from community to community, and I get that. Not every community has the policing demands or the challenges that, say, you have in an urban center like the city of Poughkeepsie. But for the most part, should be a level playing field for everybody throughout the county. And what you expect from the city of Poughkeepsie Police Department and its administration really makes sense that those are the things that generally you would be able to expect in any community that that you go into. And I think that that's why the governor put together certain aspects of the executive order, which are statewide and therefore not just unique to one particular place. But I'm confident it's a great group of individuals that have volunteered for this. This is not easy work, but it's both police officers and members of the community working together. I think they've had a really good discussion started and relationships being formed on understanding each other's ideas, concerns, and in some respects, certainly understandable anger about things that they've seen, and working together, I think we will have a plan that will be widely accepted and hopefully really recognized by the state as one of those plans that people can emulate and copy.
And you bring a unique perspective to it in that you're a retired, longtime police officer yourself.
Yeah, I'm not inserting myself into the process because I don't need to, but certainly I understand the demands of individuals, the community, our own, and demanding of ourselves, right, holding ourselves accountable. That I think it's a benefit to myself to understand it, but at the same time, I retired in 2008, and a lot has changed since then. And I need to learn too, and that is something that I am really looking forward to in the process, because we all need to understand what's happening in our communities and make good decisions that benefits everybody, not only the police officers, but the members of the community who need to have the trust in their police department.
And speaking of the community, the 2020 census count has been extended to the end of this month, and it's so important that residents sign up. They're not going to get in trouble if they are one persuasion or another. It's something that's so important to the city. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, it is, and our federal aid and the federal aid of other communities has so much to do with the amount of people that are counted within your community as being residents there. So we have been very, very active in this. John Penny, our community engagement director, working both with the city and the county, has been helping coordinate this effort along with the census folks and community leadership and community members. But the bottom line is, you got to get counted. And as you said, you know, at the beginning of this, you know, this section here of topic, is that nothing's going to happen to you whether you're a U.S. citizen or not. You know, it helps you within the community in which you live to be counted, because the more money that the federal government allocates to the city of Poughkeepsie, the more money we allocate to the people that live here. That's the key.
Has the city identification card process been put on hold because of COVID?
No, it hasn't. You know, there was a time when people were obviously not coming into City Hall because we closed City Hall because of the health concerns. But no, you can still come and get a card. And that is, you know, it's slowed considerably. We are, you know, intending to, you know, sort of what's the word I'm looking for? We want to get back out on the street with it. We want people to get the card, to have the card. There's so many benefits of having it, just because I think for so many people, you feel more a part of the community in which you reside when you have an ID card that says, hey, you know, I'm Rob Rollison and I live in the city of Poughkeepsie. And I was proudly the first person to get a card, and I carry it right in my wallet. And I'm happy to have it. And I know others are as well, but we want to make sure that we can get that in the hands of as many people as possible.
Poughkeepsie Mayor Rob Rollison, I want to thank you for taking the time to have this conversation with us. And
me too. I hope, you know, and I hope we can do this, you know, regularly, because our dialogue, my dialogue to the people of the city is important. And, you know, and sometimes we struggle getting the message out as much as we try, right? I mean, you know, you're trying to communicate on a variety of levels, and we really appreciate our relationship with you and Mid-Hudson News.
Rob Rollison, thanks again, and we will certainly do this again.